Election Day, again, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The last race of the 2022 midterms is today in the Georgia runoff election for U.S. Senate.
This race won't decide the balance of power in the Senate. Democrats will have that even if Republican Herschel Walker wins. But if the Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock wins, it not only means Vice President Kamala Harris is no longer needed to break ties, but it could lessen the power of Democrats like Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to push back against their own party. Monday, Walker was on the trail shaking hands with voters at a diner in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Warnock met with Teamsters members Monday and spoke to students at Georgia Tech, telling them to vote like it's an emergency.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The FBI has joined the investigation of the disabling of two power stations in North Carolina over the weekend by someone shooting out critical equipment.
I know that they are leaving no stone unturned in this investigation to find those who are responsible.
North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper, at least 35,000 homes and businesses in Moore County, North Carolina, are still in the dark. A police officer in Memphis, Tennessee, is reported in critical condition after being shot at a gas station. The officer's suspected assailant was also shot and killed. NASA says its Orion space capsule is done orbiting the moon and is now headed for home.
The space agency says the capsule and its test dummies came within 80 miles of the far side of the moon and flew over a couple of Apollo landing sites. Capsule now set to splash down off the coast of San Diego this Sunday.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Only recently diagnosed with cancer, actress Kirstie Alley has died peacefully, surrounded by family members, according to her children. Twice an Emmy Award winner, Kirstie Alley was 71. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
New details are emerging about the murders of four college students in Idaho, but the new information is not coming from investigators.
Steve Gonzalez says between his daughter Kaylee and her best friend Maddie, one of them had injuries that were significantly more brutal than the other, which he says could suggest that one of them was targeted. He referred to the injuries as points of damage.
Their points of damage don't match. I'm just going to say it wasn't leaked to me. I earned that. I paid for that funeral.
Authorities are not confirming those details. Police have ruled out a number of people since the attack, but with no arrest made, Kaylee's mother is questioning their timing.
Every day you just wake up and think today's the day. We're going to hear something, and you see these, oh, there's a break in the case, and it'll just be something stupid.
Idaho State Police maintain they're making progress in this investigation.
Fox's Christina Coleman. During arguments on Monday, the Supreme Court's conservative majority sounded sympathetic to a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples, even though state law makes refusing that service illegal. The liberal justice suggested striking down that law could open the door to broader refusals by businesses to serve people or groups they don't like. New research says hearing aids may help to mitigate the cognitive decline in older Americans.
Researchers in Singapore did what they call a meta-analysis of dozens of observational studies of just over 137,000 participants. They found the use of hearing restorative devices, like behind-the-ear hearing aids or cochlear implants, produced a 19% decrease in the hazards of long-term cognitive decline. That research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Johns Hopkins University recently released a study that said mild hearing loss doubled the risk of dementia. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.